Hi everyone, this is Ben Dean with Mentor Coach, and today we're very lucky to be talking to Dr. Kevin Handley about his group coaching masterclass. Kevin holds a PhD in clinical psychology from Farley Dickinson University and is a certified mentor coach, an ICF certified coach, a licensed clinical psychologist, and a professor of psychology at Germanna Community College, a small two-year college in Fredericksburg, Virginia. He's also a member of the Mentor Coach trainer team. In 2009, the Virginia Community College System gave him the prize distinction of Commonwealth Professor for his excellence in teaching and service to student learning. This is probably a partial explanation of why he continues to get rave reviews and wonderful evaluations every time he teaches a Mentor Coach class. In his coaching, Kevin has a deep interest and expertise in group coaching. He loves the way the dynamics of group coaching deepen learning and engagement for every member, and he loves being able to dramatically increase the impact of his work as an individual coach. Kevin and his wife, Julie, live in Fredericksburg, Virginia, with their three children. So, Kevin, welcome to the call.
Well, thanks, Ben. Good to be here.
Okay, Kevin, question. How did you get interested in group coaching to begin with?
Well, as soon as I started coaching, I added group coaching almost immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And this comes from really a longstanding interest in working with groups of people in general. Two specific experiences, I think, led to that. First of all, I'm a college professor.
Right.
And I love the teaching and learning process, and in college, it happens in groups. Now, of course, college classes are quite large, but I really love using small group exercises to facilitate learning either in the classroom or outside of the classroom, and I've just always found that when you break people into groups and you have people work together, they bring a whole lot to the process. And it's a lot of fun just to see how things develop.
Now, when you say your college classes are large, how big are the groups in your college classes?
Well, a college class will be somewhere between 30 and 40 students.
Mm-hmm.
But to make sure that individuals get the deep learning that they're looking for, in many, many of my class meetings, we'll break down into groups of, say, you know, 6 or 7 students to work on specific elements of a project.
Okay, and how big are the coaching groups you typically work with?
My coaching groups will run anywhere from around 7 people to around 14 people. I like to keep them in that range so that people get, you know, a chance to, you know, you get their agenda needs met. And I think it's also a good number for people to be able to connect with each other member of the group, so they can learn and benefit from what each member brings.
Now, I know your college classes are in person, and it's possible to do group coaching in person, but you also work with people all around the country, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, not all of my college classes are in person. We've been doing courses via distance learning for probably about 15 years now. So whether it's communicating with people online or conference call, a lot of the learning occurs in groups at a distance. You don't actually meet face-to-face. So group coaching was via the phone, the teleconference was a natural thing for me, and actually it's one of the reasons why I chose Mentor Coach for coach training, because all of the courses are taught in the modality that I was very familiar with and that I knew worked. So a lot of distance coaching is a huge part of my practice.
So just in case somebody listening to this call down the road isn't familiar with how you do group coaching with people all around the country, can you just really briefly explain how a teleconference group might work?
Well, sure. It all starts with structuring the group that you want to structure, designing it in a way that meets your needs and the needs of your group members, marketing that group, and then screening your group members to make sure that they're a good fit for the group. Once you have a group of people that you think is going to be a good fit and they'll have, you know, similar agenda and goals that they want to work on, then everybody calls into a conference number, usually once every other week, depends on the group, and meets together, in quotes, virtually online, in a teleconference or in a webinar, either way. And we also do things to facilitate interaction outside of the call, but on the call, you know, we structure the interaction so that people get their individual coaching needs met and people who need certain things get those needs met during the call. People do have to make sure that they're being an active participant. And so this is one thing that happens in group coaching mm-hmm. that is a little easier to facilitate than in individual coaching, I think, is that's the individual accountability piece. And this is part of your group selection criteria. You need to select people for your group that are going to be able to really use the group process and are going to really make the group process better for everybody else. So we talk on the phone at a predetermined schedule, and then people keep themselves and other group members accountable in between calls, much like you would do in an individual coaching scenario.
Now, is your experience that someone calling in, say, from South Padre Island, Texas, with a group made up of people from like 12 people from around the country and Canada and say one person from the UK, are they actually able to make friends with each other in these calls?
Yeah, absolutely. And that might not have been the case 20 years ago, but now we're so used to connecting with people virtually without having to necessarily be face-to-face that people make friendships and they network together and business connections all the time. And so, yeah, that's really the norm.
What kind of coaching groups do you like to offer your clients currently?
Currently, the types of coaching in terms of content, well, let me say a word about structure.
Okay.
I break off my groups into two different structures. One I would call a high information group, and the other one would be a low information group. And in a high information group, it's more like training. It's where I'm going to really be driving more of the agenda, and I'm going to be delivering a lot of the content and training because I'm trying to get them to learn specific things. But coaching is woven throughout to get people into action and to get out of their own way. That would be a high information group.
Mm-hmm.
A low information group is one where I'm really not driving the agenda and I'm not offering a whole lot of structured teaching. It's really more akin to individual or peer coaching. The agenda is broad and it's up to the group. And I really am there more as a peer coach facilitating the group. So for individuals who are really motivated and really want to take the bull by the horns and set their own agenda, a low information group is a fantastic group. It requires a little bit more screening on the part of the coach to make
mm-hmm.
sure you have a good fit. So I run both types of groups. In terms of content, the area that I focus most on is, I think, personal and the practice and the professional development of coaches and
mm-hmm.
therapists, where people get coached around, you know, self-care. I did a coaching group recently for really coaches who are struggling with their own money issues,
mm-hmm.
and that was all very personal stuff. So there was a little bit of teaching, but that was really a low-information group. I provided them with, you know, topics each week that we were going to address, and then a set of experiences to help them increase awareness, get into action, make a commitment. So coaching, therapist, self-care, marketing skills, I do a lot of that because coaches don't like to market very much. Again, dealing with the fear, developing some awareness, figuring out what's holding them back, and then taking action. And that's where a lot of the juice, I would say, of group coaching comes in, because group members will hold each other accountable, and they're really rooting for each other. And when you have that kind of kinetic relationship between group members, it makes things really exciting and fun.
Okay, Kevin, well, let me ask you this question. It's certainly rewarding to do individual coaching. What are some of the benefits of also doing group coaching as well?
That's a great question. It's a great question. You know, for me, I think there's a lot of benefits to the coach, and there's a lot of benefits to clients as well. It really makes coaching accessible to more clients. Not everybody will have access to an individual coach or want individual coaching. Some people really do better as a member of a group. So when you offer group coaching, you really do get to make a greater impact and serve more people. But one of the main reasons that I recommend group coaching for all coaches is because it really can add to your business. It can make a substantial impact on your bottom line, not to mention your work-life balance. It's all a matter of leveraging your time. And for individual coaches, when you work hard to market your services and you end up filling your coaching business, you'll have all of these individual clients, and they're all paying you your full fee, and that's fantastic. But there's a limit to how many people you can actually serve before you get burned out. And using group coaching, what you can do is you can leverage your time so that you recruit more people into your coaching business, and you're serving more people per hour. The benefit to the client is that they get to invest in coaching with you, sometimes for a more affordable investment on their part. For the coach, it's an ability to take what you're doing and perhaps double or triple your normal hourly rate. So, for example, if you're coaching with an individual client and you have it structured so that you're making, just say, $100 an hour is a round number, you know, that's fantastic, and you can make a very good living doing that. But imagine if you were to, instead of doing individual coaching, you were able to recruit 4, 5, 6, 7 clients at, say, $50 an hour instead of $100 an hour into a group coaching experience. What you've done is you have quadrupled your hourly rate, and you freed up a lot of time for yourself, and that benefits everybody. Your clients get a coach who's fresh, who's not burned out, who's energized by all of these fascinating people that they have in their group, and your group clients, and you as a coach, you get the benefit of having lots of extra time and earning more money. And I think that keeps everybody happy.
And Kevin, I know you and I have talked about this before, but one of the benefits I like about group in addition is when I am starting a group and I'm trying to get up to a certain number, I have the option to comp in individual clients into the group. So let's say I then go for 5 months and someone is paying for individual coaching and they're getting group coaching for free, and then they decide to stop the individual coaching. Well, they can just stay in the group coaching and just start paying the group rate, and I still have the connection with the client and the ongoing revenue. And I know you've done other variations of that.
Yeah, what a great way to retain clients and retain relationships with clients, and to provide some real financial stability for your business. I love that. I've done the same thing. And I also find that sometimes when I'm recruiting specifically for a group that is a predefined group that's going to have a specific topic and it's going to last only a set number of weeks, I'll recruit clients into that group. They'll get a chance to get to know me over, 7 to 10 weeks, something like that. And then after the group finishes, they've benefited so much mm-hmm. that they'll either want to join one of my ongoing groups or they'll want to start doing individual coaching with me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great way to retain clients and retain those really valuable relationships.
Okay, now, if group is so cool, why don't more coaches do it?
It's a great question. In my experience working with coaches and coach training, I put it into two categories. I call it fear and fatigue. And I think all of us have a little bit of a fear of something new. We learn how to coach and we have our skills monitored and supervised in individual coaching. And it's just something new to work with groups. And let's not forget that public speaking, which is functioning in front of a group, is one of people's primary fears in our culture. We don't like necessarily being in front of a group. For some people, they don't really like being a leader. And when you're running a coaching group, you're a leader. So there's a lot of fear that comes along with it. And that fear can certainly be overcome, but not if it's, going to be ignored and avoided. And so I think that's one thing. New coaches who are new to group coaching, they just don't do it because they're afraid. And the fatigue part, I think, just comes from the fact that coaches are busy. Most coaches that I know, they work very hard. They have very busy lives. The idea of investing more time and energy in putting together a group coaching experience, and there is an investment of additional time and energy at the beginning when you're figuring out how to structure your group and market your group, but the idea of doing more work than I'm currently doing, even if intellectually I understand that it's going to have a greater payoff later, it's really hard for somebody who's kind of tired and stuck. So I think those are two main reasons why people don't do it. And the other reason, people just don't know how. I often will tell people, don't never underestimate what you know and the fact that it might be a lot more than what somebody else knows.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I started doing group work when I was converting individual cognitive behavioral therapy into groups back in graduate school. I mean, this is, 20-some years ago. So for me, working with a group is very easy. I stand in front of, 30 people. I can stand in front of 300 people. It doesn't really bother me. But I have to remember that some people just aren't used to that,
mm-hmm.
and they just don't know what to do. This is why I'm so happy to be able to teach the group coaching class, because this group coaching class gives people a blueprint, and we take you through from beginning to end and figuring out how to create a group and administer a group, but then also to practice running the group.
And I would just support that and say, if by chance somebody listening is a little bit afraid of public speaking, this is way easier and way different. This is
much
not
easier.
Like public speaking. Okay, Kevin, what are some of the things students might expect to learn in this upcoming group coaching class?
Well, I think there's two main areas. Well, I guess perhaps three main areas. One is, you know, we'll talk a little bit about groups in general, a little bit of the, what we know about group interactions, group dynamics, what makes groups tick, what gets in the way of making groups tick. So it's a little bit of information just about groups in general. Once you understand groups in general, we'll talk about how to take our individual coaching skills and modify them just a little bit so that they can be really effective with groups of people. And, you know, we'll weave positive psychology throughout. We'll use all of our good coaching skills, because group coaching calls are very similar to individual coaching calls, in that you have agenda, you have awareness building, and you get people into action, and you want to make a commitment. So it's taking a lot of what you already know and converting it just a little bit into something that works in a group. So that transitioning of skills is a big component. The part that I'm most excited about is I really want my groups to be very, my group coaching class to be very practical, very nuts and boltsy. You know, it's one thing to understand group coaching. It's another thing to do it, and part of the doing it is putting in the preparation so that you can actually design and then market and recruit people into your group. And if you don't have experience doing that, then you're probably going to get frustrated after one or two attempts at running a group and just never do it again. So we have a lot of practice in the group. We'll work together to design a group that works for you, different types of groups, and then we'll practice it. And this is the most fun part of all, where students will have the opportunity to market a group to the audience of doctoral students struggling to finish their dissertation. And while crafting a group exactly for them, they'll get to then market it and recruit members into that group and then actually run a time-limited pro bono coaching group so that you can take everything that you've learned through the course and then apply it in real life with coaching clients.
Right, and let me just add to that, the way it's marketed is we'll just send out an ad to our ABD Survival Guide list, which is a global list of thousands and thousands of graduate students, and you absolutely do not have to have had a graduate degree, much less a PhD, to run these groups. We've done them for 15 years, and you're almost guaranteed to have success experience with this.
Oh, okay. They're so grateful for the help. It's such a great first experience running a group, because these ABD students, as we call them, they're so appreciative of anybody.